Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
A Chicago police sergeant and three officers have been stripped of their police powers as federal investigators look into allegations they were ripping off drug dealers. New fare increases for Metro riders go into effect today, even as the commuter rail agency plans service cuts to several lines starting next week. The FBI is expressing unusually public and grave concerns about a memo by Republican House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes. It might be released today. It's thought to accuse the Bureau and Justice Department of improperly surveilling a Trump campaign official. The FBI and Director Christopher Wray state there are material omissions that fundamentally affect the memo's accuracy. Trump is to speak today at a retreat for Republican lawmakers in West Virginia. Those Congress members took a train that collided with a garbage truck on the tracks in Virginia yesterday. The truck driver died. The president is tweeting this morning that his State of the Union address drew the highest number of viewers in history. This is not true. Trump himself attracted more viewers in last year's address to Congress. Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama all drew higher State of the Union watchers, according to Nielsen. The Economist's annual Democracy Index warns the U.S. has been demoted from a full to flawed democracy because of a serious decline in public trust in U.S. institutions. The authors warn while President Trump tapped into Americans' frustrations, he's fed the growing polarization among Americans on issues from immigration to the economy to the environment, and that makes it harder to govern. It's 8:01 on XRT. Blustery today, a chance of flurries and falling temperatures into the teens by later today, and wind chills down to 10 below zero. Clear skies tonight, a low near 1 above, wind chills down to 15 below. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 20. It's 29 at the Lake and Midway and 26 degrees at O'Hare.